A summit at the Albany Capital Center Wednesday examined how affordable housing can be used to address homelessness in the capital region. I'm Jesse King, reporting for WAMC. Cares of New York, a nonprofit that supports community solutions to homelessness, organized the meeting. Operating out of Albany for 25 years, the organization provides services for continuums of care in 22 counties in New York. Executive Director Nancy Chiarella says the summit aimed to better educate local landlords, law enforcement, and officials about homelessness.
Right now, the state of New York has an infusion of funding for capital and operations unprecedented. And through CARES on Experience, proposing projects in the community, it was very apparent that we needed to do a better job of educating New York State on what is the purpose of homeless housing, why it's a positive for communities, hopefully so they'll welcome us.
As of June 2018, the Albany City and County Continuum of Care, or COC, served roughly 5,800 people who were either homeless or at risk of being so. Chiarella says the public perception of homelessness, built on stereotypes of panhandling and erratic behavior, can misinform communities.
Over 70% of folks who are homeless, it is strictly due to income. They don't have a mental health concern. They don't have a substance abuse concern. And for those that do, we do have a separate housing program to help. We have people working in our shelter. When we last ran the numbers, there was a large percentage of folks who are working. It is really the lack of affordable housing.
The summit focused on supportive housing and the National Housing First model, which disposes of past sobriety requirements and admits homeless individuals who are struggling with mental health or substance abuse right away. Once housed, they are connected to health services. Speaking with President and CEO of the National Alliance to End Homelessness, Nan Roman, during a summit panel, Albany Police Officer Brian Hawley said he was skeptical of the model at first.
I've seen people who are on the street definitely with their mental illness not being addressed. You know, as soon as they get into some type of supportive housing, it gets addressed quickly. There was another individual who he thought he had, was dying of pancreatic cancer. It just turns out it was a something simple medication issue that just needed to be addressed. But when he was out on the street, there was nobody there to follow up with him to make sure he was able to get that care.
The panel also focused on the importance of property management in addressing homelessness. Deborah Pusatier is a landlord who has worked with formerly homeless tenants in support services on Clinton Avenue in Albany for 22 years. She says fears of increased drug use in a community as a result of affordable housing are the result of surrounding neighbors and absentee landlords.
A lot of the people that I have taken in, their neighbors, for example, I have three families, four families, the other residents in the building don't know that they're getting help from somebody. They don't know that they're not working. They don't know. And it's not their business. All they know is that they're clean, they're respectful, and they're a good neighbor.
CARES Chiarella says cuts in federal funding are the biggest threat to affordable housing projects, but misconceptions about the homeless population also make progress difficult.
So really, I think the most important thing we can do as providers for affordable housing of the supportive housing nature is to work very closely with the neighborhoods where we want to build. Let them know that we have property management, we have contracts to take care of the exterior of the property, and we have point people if they have any concerns. So I feel that is a challenge that we need to get out in the community and talk more about the positives.
Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.